Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. I'm sharing some of the things that God said up to around June 2020. I'm doing that now in July, just because I have so much in my journals that I think it would be better to share them now. And they're more in tune with where we are in the shifting that's going on around the world and everything's happening and how God spoke to me about that, what he encouraged me to do in that. And, you know, where does this mean that we go for the future? And it's really important that we embrace everything God's doing right now so that we can be ready to take our place within the global new landscape that will come out of this shift. So I just will continue to share some of the things that God said to me. So, son, I am his calling to our sons to arise. Now, that is to all his sons to arise and shine love's light into the darkness of fear. Now, that is what was the predominant thing in March when this global pandemic started to take hold around the world and people went into lockdown and things got shut down. Fear of darkness. And if we're to deal with that, and what we started to deal with and begin to legislate at that point was to bring love and to release waves of love around the world, to deal with that fear, to dampen that fear, to stop that fear escalating this situation to make it even worse. So to draw our children out of the darkness of the fear of death into the light of resurrection life. And ultimately, all fear is linked into the fear of death. Every fear, whether it be irrational fears or anything else, actually all comes back to the fear of death. And that will be changed if we can bring the revelation of immortality and the power of the resurrection to light. We are calling our children out of the darkness of the wilderness, of fearing us, because that's what religion does, causes people to fear God in a wrong way. Not a respect or an honor, but an actual fear. And being under the fear of men into the light of their heavenly identity and positions. Religion has created distance from us and a form of relationship that requires performance. Son, this is the time to rise up and overcome the darkness of fear with perfect love by living loved, living loving in unity and blessing. Son, take advantage of the shaking the world systems are undergoing by demonstrating the rest of sonship and true kingdom government of peace. Be seated in rest on your heavenly thrones to legislate love, joy, and peace into the earth as it is in heaven. As above, so below. Let not your hearts be troubled, for our peace is expanding in you and through you into the world, so our children can see who we really are as our sons demonstrate our heart and love to those around them. And we must be a demonstration of love, not fear, not panic, not anxiety, not worry, but love, knowing that we're loved unconditionally, and as we just seek first him as a priority in our lives, everything else gets added. So all of the things he knows we have need of, he will give to us if we stop trying to get them for ourselves. Son, reveal our true essence, nature, and character as love to remove the scales of darkness that religions have created. It is the key to the harvest. And I really think I want to see a harvest, but I want to see a harvest of people coming into a relationship with God, not coming back into religious institutions. The world as you know it will never be the same again, but do not allow this to fall into the darkness of fear, so keep shining love's light. We don't want the world to default to something worse. We want it to get better. We want it to be changed. We want it to create a position where the kingdom can really begin to be established. This is a time of great opportunity in the midst of great disadvantage. Embrace your destiny and call the sons of the true God to arise and establish embassies of heaven on earth. We must have places on earth that are not affected because they're living under the government of an open heaven. The storehouses need to be ready to receive, mentor, and release the harvest that's coming. Therefore, we need to see people coming out of the wilderness of religion and establishing new order ecclesia, that those ecclesias will rise to really be places of heaven on earth. Creation is groaning in bondage to fear. Raise the frequency by releasing love's light through the message of restoration. What better message is there that we are going to see all things restored to deal with people's fear? The darkness cannot overcome the light of true sonship identity. The true sons are rising up to dwell in their heavenly positions to align the earth with heaven in the convergence of the order of Melchizedek, which is kings and priests in heaven, legislators and oracles on the earth. The order of Melchizedek is needed to facilitate the expansion. Expand the oracles with unity and blessing. Remember the five oracles: passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love. Five oracles related to this dimension, to this thing. But there are more of the oracles of God's heart related to beyond that. And therefore unity or union and blessing will go beyond the physical realm to bring the hope of restoration to all the dimensions and all created beings. So we need to go beyond just being responsible for this planet, which is a start, to seeing that we're actually responsible for the whole of creation. And unity and blessing will enable us to be doing that. And whether you use, I think, union, I prefer the word union, but I understand the word unity. The problem is people might see unity as something that we come to an agreement of what we believe and then we're united. This is about oneness of heart, mind and purpose, a union of being rather than just a unity of ideas. So I went to the court of the upright, and what happened was I believe that God wanted me to experience the oracles of the Father's heart from those in history who had been representatives of that. So before, when I went and engaged the five oracles, I engaged with those who had engaged with Jesus and had received his oracles on earth and experienced that. The Samaritan woman at the well, you know, John the apostle, the woman with the oil who broke the oil over Jesus, Lazarus, the leper, you know, they were the people I met and I felt their experience. Now I was going back to the court of the upright, and initially again, Jacob was waiting for me with Paul, who came and held my hand. Now Paul brought the union of old and new in the one new man in Christ. The end of the old and the establishing the new, the middle wall of partition being removed. And he came and held my hand. And I felt his heart. How being the one who'd persecuted believers and Jesus, how he felt in the light of Jesus revealed, being revealed in him. When he was on that Damascus road and being in that light, the Father revealed that Jesus was in him and he'd been resisting. How did he feel? And I felt what he felt as that revelation of inclusion of all mankind was given to him. Union. I felt the shock he felt when the realization dawned on him that his whole life's work had been in opposition to the true reality. I felt the emotions he felt being welcomed into the family of God to carry the message of one new man in Christ. He had his whole life message changed. He had a vision, a heavenly vision to perform, and it was about union and oneness. The unity of the old being revealed in the new covenant, his passion for unity flowed from his inclusion in Jesus. I felt his burning desire for all divisions and separations to be ended, whether it be that of gender, race, and privilege. And if you read his writings, you will see that it expresses that heavenly vision that he received, that revelation he received. And when he walked in the realms of heaven, the truth that he received that was expressed through the writings that he gave and the letters he wrote to the churches and the churches he established and the elders he enabled to begin to bring government as he established ecclesias all over that region and the known world. It was an end to gender. He was the one who said, there is no male or female, bond or free, Jew or Gentile within the kingdom. I felt his intense joy as he saw that middle wall of partition had been removed, revealing one new man, no separation of Jew or Gentile, just all included and justified by the faith of Jesus in the royal priesthood, holy nation, one family as the one people of God. all about being one, not separated, not divided. And I think Paul's desire was that we would just be seen as the one family of God, not separated by race or ethnicity or origin, not being Jewish Christians or Gentile Christians, not being American Christians, English Christians, Chinese Christians, but just believers, one family in God, all united in Him, all included in Him, and Him including us all together. That is a thing. And I think Paul, and I felt actually when I was experiencing this, I also felt a degree of sadness when he was looking at this realm and seeing all the denominating that's taking place, dividing people up, naming people after beliefs rather than coming together in one family. I felt his deep compassion for those still living in the darkness of religious deception, in the bondage of enmity, strife that was caused by the Judaizers in his day, causing them to still try to live under the law. And he still feels that today, bringing people back under the old covenant model of hierarchy. He feels that. He has deep compassion. I felt the overwhelming love he felt carrying the message of inclusion that Jesus was in the Gentiles already that they were alive in Christ, already that they were included in his resurrection. I felt the great blessing he felt being seated in the heavenly places in Christ, seeing from above from all the promises of God and all the covenants of God were fulfilled completely and finally in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I felt all that as he held my hand. There was a cardiogenosis infusion of what he felt. And then having it just began to try and get to terms with that, then Father Abraham came forward and held my hand. So Jacob was introducing me to his grandfather. I felt a burst of emotion of the blessing he felt to be the father of many nations. This is all about blessing, the empowerment. I felt how he felt to be called and chosen out of the darkness of idol worship into the light. I felt how he felt to leave and follow the promise of a better heavenly country, a city where all the families of the true earth would be blessed. Because that's what he saw. He didn't just see a little patch of land in the Middle East, a promised land. He saw the whole of creation being restored into oneness. I felt, or he felt, to be engaged by Melchizedek, the heavenly priest, who revealed the sacrifice that was made before the foundation of the world, that inspired him to offer the promised son, because he already knew the blessing of restoration. It had been imparted to him by Melchizedek. I felt the blessing he felt to see Jesus' day and be glad at the gospel message going into all the world. I felt what he felt to be given the identity of the Father of the faithful, so he could see all the families of the earth blessed and restored to relationship once again. I felt what he felt to see in advance the good news of the fulfillment of his covenant in Jesus and the new covenant, the Abrahamic covenant totally fulfilled in the new covenant in Christ, one new man in Christ, blessed to be a blessing as a father to all the families of creation, and we are of him. We are his children of faith, blessed to be a blessing. That is the oracles of the Father's heart, blessed to be a blessing. And the Father spoke to me and he said, Son, our love is it limitless as we are. I am that I am. Infinitely expanding and increasing to encompass all of creation. Our nature as love, spirit, light and fire is limitless, therefore omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent. We are, therefore you can be. So you can experience being in the midst of the circle of our loving conversation. Your true identity as sons can only be found within that circle of the vast sum of our thoughts about you, expressed as love, light, and fire, spirit to spirit. Son, learn to live from within our being so you can be and become all that you are from our creative desires perspective. All our children are more than they could ever imagine to be, but are limited and not limitless because of the lack of intimate cardionotis heart reality. In other words, we're living according to our own understanding, confined to our own beliefs, limited by what we believe, living from what we believe in our heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so many of the children of God just don't believe the reality of who they are. So they're living less than kind of lives, lost in lost identity. Adrift. Son, live from within us to become fully realized as the three in one, limitless sons you were always meant to be. Because we're spirit, soul, and body, and we need to become one. That we would be three living as one, seamlessly in union with ourselves. The path of DIY independence can never produce maturity, and nothing it produces can ever be restored. Your independent self can never be redeemed, but it can be resurrected through our death on the foundation stone of creation, expressed in time through the cross. When we died, you died. When we rose, you rose. It was appointed that every man would die, and all men did die when we took their death. The judgment has been passed, and all men have been declared innocent and included in our resurrection. Death has been abolished as the final end, and life and immortality have been revealed in the love and light of truth. Amazing love and light. Awesome. Son, the whole of creation is waiting for our sons to be revealed and their frequency released through the order of Melchizedek government. And I think this is really important, that oneness of heaven and earth, where we are kings and priests, legislators and oracles, converge in heaven and earth, converge in time and eternity, outworking that amazing government to bring about the kingdom of God to fill the earth and expand that peace and his government to fill the whole of the created order. Royal priests and oracles, legislators, converging the heavens and the earth, time and the eternal now, carrying and expressing the five oracles of our heart as gateways into the earth, and going beyond that into the seven oracles to express that to all creation. The three of government becomes a window of four. Son, there is more as four is expressed through five oracles that become seven to become nine and eventually 12. Start with the five oracles to restore heaven and earth to their correct alignment, then activated the seven to engage the heavenly and dimensional beings. Son, you can ascend to the full level of the stature of sonship, represented by the nine firestones. When mankind matures to add three more stones, they will become ascended fathers in full government of 12. Son, you can ascend to the full level. So important that we see this is a process, this is a journey. It always was intended to be a journey. We've just got sidetracked by following our own path. Let's return to following the pathway of the tree of life. Son, this can only be accomplished by abiding within the circle of our being as love, light, and fire, thus spirit to spirit, heart to heart, mind to mind. Son, learn to be here, dwelling within the perichoresis reality. Son, everything that you express towards us as worship, praise, adoration here is echoed back towards you as the desire of our heart towards you. I express my love, I love you. And what was echoed back was, we love you. I worship you. We respect you. I adore you. We esteem you. Whatever we do comes back better, more. Son, everything you sow, you reap in abundance as your one is echoed back by three. Son, we appreciate your desire to give honor, and you will receive an increased harvest of what you give. We desire to give you immeasurably beyond what you are capable of giving, so become a receiver of I Am's infinite abundance. That means we are able to give limitlessly because we're limitless in energy, creativity, passion, and desire. Amazing. Manifold grace, lavishly, limitlessly flowing through the river of life's unceasing, continual supply. And that supply comes out of heaven and comes into our spirit and fills us and flows through us as rivers of living water from our innermost being, creating atmospheres of grace and mercy and love rest around us. Son, the shift into the season of grace that we have been asking you to prepare for is nearly here. The world is on reset, and we will bring good out of this fear-induced darkness as our children arise and shine love's light. When the frequency of love generated by our sons reaches critical mass, the revealing of the sons of God will truly have begun. The whole of creation is waiting for this moment. It will send ripples through the fabric of all space dimensions. The last to feel it will be those closest to it, because they are caught in the DIY tree deception of the fear of death. Which means sometimes when those who are releasing frequencies out into creation, creation will respond even more before those who are closest to us. The shining of love's light will enable perfect love to overcome the darkness of fear and the deception of humanism. Son, take advantage of this shift as more and more of our children come to a realization of their own vulnerability and mortality during this season shaking. This is the beginning of the end of the trap of normalcy that has deceived so many of our children. Now the possibilities that have been hidden behind normalcy can come into the light as people's trust in their own DIY systems is being shaken. The revelation of our true nature as love will be the key to unveiling the truth to a generation that's come face to face with their own mortality. Now is the time to bring life and immortality to light, with the real good news of man's reconciliation and inclusion in the new creation resurrection reality. Now is the time to go beyond. Do not shrink back. Embrace the controversy and advance. Son, legislate for the revealing of love's light through the oracles of our heart and raise up the Joshua generation as oracles of the order of Melchizedek. Become the voice that is the sound of many waters that creation will resonate with. The hope of the restoration of all things will shine like a beacon throughout creation, awakening it to our true loving desire for restored relationship. Son, come walk with me. Now, whenever I have that invitation, I know something's coming, so I have an excitement, an anticipation whenever God says that. And I found myself walking with him in the realm of eternity, looking at creation from that position. It caused me to gasp with amazement. You know, I really did. It was just, I saw something that I'd never seen before. An awesomeness, a beauty that can only truly be perceived from that position of mature sonship that will lead eventually to ascended fatherhood. And I'm in the Father's heart. I'm in this eternal place, looking at creation from the beginning and the end. I felt the pure unconditional pleasure of the Father towards creation. The view of creation was spectacular, perceiving the micro and the macro as fractals of mathematical genius of a love-motivated creator dad was simplistic in its complexity. It was like, wow, this is it. And yet, all of that complexity of the whole of creation and how everything's held together and the living light beings of grace, I mean, it's awesome. And yet, it's just based in the nature and love of who God is. This was the pinnacle that Jesus saw creation from. Not for a microsecond did he hesitate in affirming that he and the Father were one heart, one mind, totally unified in their desire for the restoration of all things that he had come to accomplish in time as a convergence of that eternal man. Now I saw why unity or union and blessing were the other two oracles of the Father's heart towards a sentient creation waiting for its freedom from corruption. Union and blessing brings oneness and completeness. And later on in these sessions, I'll talk about my experiences when I began to engage more deeply with the elementals and the thrones of the elements of the earth and creation that we're supposed to be ruling from to bring the right influence to bring creation to its full completeness. The harmony of creation seen from the perspective of a loving Father who hears and sees his original desire and intention as the symphony of the music of the spheres. I love this sound. I love this music. It is all of the spheres of creation harmoniously symphonizing in this. A wonderful, amazing sound where union and blessing are added to the oracles of harmony. It's so wonderful. I saw afresh why this could never be without the restoration of all things. As with only one person's piece missing, the whole symphony would be discordant. All of us must be included in this harmony this symphony written, and that we are producing, if you like, from the sound of our being. And if one person is missing, that sound would be incomplete. The restoration of all things must be inevitable if God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit, is the loving creator, and he is. This was settled before the foundation of creation itself within the oracles of love's motivation for inclusion within perichoresis. We are predestined to live in the oneness found only in face-to-face innocence. Amazing. Son, today, as with all days, I am that I am is with you, but today I desire to take you deeper into the oracles of our heart. Now, I went through, I think because of this lockdown and because I was focused and had more time, I think, just to spend with him without agenda, but wanting to know about love and how love could change this situation, he began to take me deeper into these places. Come stand here within us, in what you call the eternal now, which is in reality is us. Son, listen intently to our conversation and feel it penetrating within your being so that it begins to define you. I felt the thoughts. I heard the thoughts. I am the thoughts. I am becoming one. That's what it felt like. Like the resonant sound of a crystal bowl, the frequency of love cocooned me, vibrated in every fiber of my being with love, more love and overwhelming love. The grace, greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold, limitless grace, is the blessing and empowerment of limitless, unconditional love. And I was standing in it and feeling it. Judgment and justice, expressed as mercy, are the blessing and empowerment of love. Everything is love's essence, and I was standing in the midst of this amazing circle of love. The emotion is love, the motivation is love, the thoughts and intents are love, the desire is love, the passion is love, the burning desire is love, the intense joy is love, the deepest of compassion is love. Love is all in all, union, and fills all in all, blessing. Love is what is all in all, that is the union, all in all, the union of love. And it fills all in all, expands to fill all in all, which is the blessing, the empowerment of love and union. Love is overwhelming. Love is united. Love is blessing. And this amazing truth that love is totally unconditional is the very core and heart of everything. And it's directed towards all of creation equally with no distinction. Love cannot be separated. Love cannot love one more than another. Love is totally unconditional. I am is love, and love is I am, in unison, united, complete, whole, consistent, and continual. All is love, and love is all that is what I felt. And that's what I sensed, and that's what I knew to be 100% totally true. A true reality of creation from the perspective of I am that I am. And I was standing in I am that I am. Love is the eternal now. Love is. And that is all that can be said. Love is. Love is. Love is. Not love is going to be. Not love that has been. Love is. Son, this is why the restoration of all things is inevitable. Now let this true reality be who you are. So moved and motivated as an oracle and an ambassador of love, passionate and burning with desire for restoration. That's what I felt. The restoration of sonship through the restoration of fatherhood that woos, draws, calls, beckons our children home. This is what the Father's doing. He's wooing us, drawing us to the light and to the love and to that passion. Returning them to the perichoresis of love's unconditional embrace. The restoration of identity, no longer lost and perishing, but found, welcomed home to the position of co-heir, co-creator, as sons and heirs of creation. The restoration of position, welcomed into the councils and assemblies of heaven to facilitate creation's freedom from bondage to fear and corruption into the glorious freedom of sonship. The restoration of all things in all dimensions of time and space into love, where where everything is to live, move, and exist in love, to be love, to be filled, overflowing with love. The wondrous symphony of love's harmonious being, where all things are in oneness and oneness is in all things. Love consumes my being, consumed my thoughts, consumed my feelings, and love is a consuming fire. That's what it is. It's a consuming fire, a passionate, burning fire. I was consumed. I am consumed by love, absorbed into love's embrace. I am love, and love is who I am. The beginning and the end is love. The Alpha and Omega is love. The Aleph and the Tav is love. Time is a mighty river of love consuming all. The beginning is love, so all in the end will be love, just as it was in the beginning. Love is all, and all is love, and that is why the restoration of all things is the inevitable consequence of love, as I am that I am. A mighty river of love throwing through all space-time, consuming all in its flow, assimilating it into love. Son, the shift that you were warned to prepare for is here. The last 2.5 years have seen great changes, preparation, deconstruction, and renewal of your mind, so you would be ready for this season of great change. You have, and he went through now, showing me all the things that I've gone through in the last few years, and how that was according to what he called me to. And I will, in the next session, share the things that he told me back in 2017 through to 2020. About shift, about change. But he reminded me of all the things that had changed in the last couple of years. You have introduced ambassadors, deconstructed the ecclesia, deconstructed the gatherings, expanded your consciousness to accept the restoration of all things. Your experiences with love's light, going deeper into love, has revealed the oracles of our heart. You have become an oracle of restoration by engaging the dimensions beyond. You have seen the four streams flowing together to converge into a mighty river of restoration. You have embraced energy frequency healing, helped to introduce crystal bowls to the Joshua generation. You've released the Sun's Arise call through the Engaging God program, conferences, and the book. You've established restoration conferences, formed strategic relationships, joining the cosmic bench, becoming a heavenly ambassador for the Joshua generation and restoration. You've aligned the High Chancellor's houses, released new mantles, weapons, and commissions to converge time and the eternal now for this shift. You've joined the Restoration Government, helped shield the Earth. All these things have been preparing you for the shift so that you would be ready to be a forerunner at this juncture in history. Son, you have responded to the call to be ready personally and have facilitated a measure of corporate readiness with those who have resonated. There is more personal transformation needed so that the love you've experienced can be expressed. Now, in the last few weeks, I've gone through a challenge, a crisis of how do I outwork this in my own life? Is it being outworked in my own life? And I'm imperfect in this. I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect father. I'm not perfect. There are areas of my life which are still needing to be restored, to be made whole, so I can be a real expression of love. You know, sometimes I think it would be easier to go and live in a cave as a hermit and just focus on engaging the heavens and outworking that there. But actually, I need to be an expression of love here. Love with people, for people, engaging people. You know, I'm me. I can't be anybody else other than me, but I want to be the best me that I can be. I want to be the me that God created me to be, not the me that has been broken and damaged and hurt by my life experiences and my experience with relationships. You know, I've shared before my restoration in father relationships, you know, and I've shared some of my journey in being healed and restored from brokenness. But there's more restoration to be done. You know, I know that I'm not perfect in that area. It's one area in my life that I talk about love. I've experienced the love of God unconditionally, but experiencing means we have to give unconditional love. That means loving our enemies. That means loving our friends. But that love is expressed through who he made us to be. You know, I can't be someone else or how they love. I'm me, but I want to be the best me. So there have been crises of situations that I've had to face. look to be challenged to change in this whole area. That's why I've been experiencing love at that level, so it can change me. Now is the time to mobilize the suns to arise and shine love's light into the darkness to dispel and overcome it with love. We must love the world. We must love the beings that God's created if we're going to reach them. All the networks I've been forming around the world that you now are in relationship with can be mobilized to take advantage of the great shift that's taking place. This is so you can be ready for the new landscape after this period of shaking comes to an end. And it will come to an end. And I've engaged with a number of people, and I just want to honor them. I want to honor their global perspective, their willingness to embrace the global situation in connecting and forming networks of people around the world. Global Ascension Network with Nancy and Shannon, Marketplace Ministers with Lindy, Company of Burning Hearts with Justin and Rachel and others, FAM here with us, Engaging God Program, the Global Community in Yeshua, Kingdom Talks with Gil and Adina, you know, Freedom Ambassadors, the Bath Group that I've connected with, the Glory Company, the Ecclesia in Mumbai, the business network that I know a friend of mine is out working. They're connecting globally. The New Renaissance Ministry is bringing back restoration of energy healing and frequency, heart math, New Ecclesia, Northwest Ecclesia, the Morgan Group that I'm connected with, the Toronto Ecclesia, the River 474 in Winnipeg, Dallas and beyond the courtrooms of heaven, Quantum Ministries International, Liebusters, the hub in Texas that I encountered, the New Orleans Group. There are so many groups that are beginning to come together and beginning to express something of the connecting with a global heart for restoration. And I'm privileged to be connected and involved with those groups. I'm so thankful that people are being raised up, that they're embracing this destination that God is leading us to, their destiny for the restoration of all things. The Father said, "Son, it's time to issue the call for the cosmic convergence for life and immortality to come to light in the restoration of all things reality." And when you do something like that, it causes ripples. It causes agitation. It causes controversy and confrontation. And that's just within people, let alone within the cosmic realms and the spiritual realms. And all of that starts to shake. And it is not easy. It's great when God says, "Son, it's time to issue the call." I did. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to realize the impact of that and the responsibility of that. "Son, you have come through the fire and embraced the pain of transfiguration for such a time as this. Now embrace the shift and be ready for global and cosmic transformation. Son, the great shift that we have been preparing you for is upon you, but you are ready to seize the season of great opportunity that's about to dawn. This shift must become life-changing for your relationships so they express love. The new vista will present many challenges, but also many opportunities to bring about a true cosmic awakening to true reality of human existence in relationship with our very essence and being as love. This shift is a cosmic awakening to love, light, spirit, and fire to unveil and reveal the sons of God onto the cosmic dimensional scale stage. Son, the shifts always start within, so embrace the challenges of change. The great enlightenment of true rest, as revealed through the engagement with the oracles of our heart, will accelerate the ascension development of our children to an age of great enlightenment. So much enlightenment is coming. The ages to come are beginning to converge and expand from this point where time and the eternal now intersect. The next age of Aquarius is dripping into this age, so the dam can burst and the waters can be poured out as a mighty flood. It is like what we're pregnant with. The waters have to break. It gets messy when there's a new birth. This great convergence will bring unity and blessing to those who resonate with our heart, and the four streams of restoration will begin to flow together as a mighty river to water the earth through the opening of the age-enduring doors between heaven and earth. And it's like those doors need to be open, and we need to administrate the opening of those doors so heaven can be poured out onto the earth. Son, it is time to strategically mobilize those who will resonate with heaven's sound to begin to answer creation's groaning by establishing global networks and embassies of heaven on the earth. Global and cosmic councils will need to be established to nurture the foundations of this new or next age shift of limitless grace beyond that shift. The next age shift is upon you, but you're ready and prepared for this new adventure, as are others who will be drawn together for this momentous change. Son, release the sound, the call for the sons of God to arise and shine with love's light at this moment of great darkness and fear for the people, so that the true glory of our essence will radiate throughout the earth. Son, call the children of God who are wandering the wilderness of religion into the promised land of their inheritance to come beyond the veil into true intimacy and immortality. Proclaim the message of hope that death has been abolished and life and immortality have been brought into the light. The fear of death has been abolished and a new age of freedom for mankind has been announced as the Jubilee, true Jubilee of Jubilees. Mankind has sought immortality through magic, ritual, technology, but now the truth of immortality through relationship is unveiled so all can know the truth of their inheritance and be free from their slavery to fear of death. Hebrews 2:14 says, therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same, in other words, incarnated in flesh, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, or the accusation of lostness, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. The whole of humanity has been subject to slavery to fear of death since they followed the pathway of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and rejected the life-giving waters that flow from the pathway of the tree of life. And Jesus came to render powerless that accusation of lost identity that people live in, and so people might be free. And he came as us, and he died as us, and he died for us, and he died that we have died with him. That death has taken place. It will never need to be taken place again. That resurrection has taken place. It will never need to take place again. The resurrection has occurred, and we live in resurrection life. And those who don't know the reality of that are living less than kind of lives, and we need to bring life and immortality to light. We need to bring this message. We need to bring this light into creation. We need to bring this light into the world. We need to bring this light into those who are in the wilderness, covered by the darkness of men, who would keep them in bondage to a covenant of death. 2 Timothy 1:9, 10. This is one of my favorite scriptures in a minute. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Who's done that? He has. Jesus has. The Father has. The Spirit has. They have. They've called us with a holy calling. They've separated us. Who have they separated? The whole of mankind. Not according to our works. This is not according to what we've done. We can't earn this by religious dead works. We can't do this by ritual. We can't do this by denominating. It's not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Limitless grace, which was granted us. Not will be granted us, but which was granted us. When and how? In Christ Jesus, from all eternity, or another version says, from before time was. So all of the grace, the divine, limitless, enabling power of God to fulfill his own purpose, which is relationship with a creation that he has made. All of that has already been granted us. And we didn't do anything for it. We just have to enter into it by accepting the reality of what he's done so that his faith can inspire us to truly believe. And verse 10, but now has been revealed, not will be revealed, but now has been revealed. How has it been revealed? By the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. He has already appeared. Don't look for a second appearing where everything is going to be finished and tied up in a second appearing. He has already appeared and done this. This is nothing to do with a second coming. This is to do with his presence. The parousia means presence, not coming. Therefore, his presence is here. We are being refreshed from his presence, as Acts 3 talks about. And what has he done by his appearing? As being our Savior, the one who has saved us from the wages of death, which is the result of our walking our own way. What has he done? Abolished death. Abolished death. There is no need to fear death any longer. And what has he done? Brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through this amazing good news that we have, that Abraham saw, that Paul saw and experienced. And we now have this message. We now have this experience that we are living in the light of immortality, not in bondage to slavery, to fear of death. And we need to radiate that light and shine with love's light and reveal this life of immortality. That we're not subject to this fear and fear of death. And it's amazing that he's already done this. And we're now recipients of it. And we need now to express it as we enter into it in a deeper and deeper way through face-to-face restored innocence. That we're all born from above, born into this new life, this resurrection life for immortality and light. Awesome. Let me just finish by making this declaration. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, and love is an eternal constant. Let's embrace that love. Let's engage it. Live loved. Love living. Live loving. Rest. Live in the reality of immortality. I just want to encourage you just to close your eyes and just begin to focus on that love. Just think about that love. Just think. Open up your first love gate. Make that choice to open up your being so that love can fill you. And as you rest, as you just begin to breathe in deeply, you're breathing in refreshing breaths of love, of the very essence of love, that you're breathing it into your being. Breathe in deeply, love. Let love fill you. Let it be the life-giving force within you. Breathe in love. Let love fill your spirit. Flow through every gateway of your spirit, filling your soul, filling the garden of your heart, filling the dance floor, the soaking room, the bridal chamber of intimacy and rejoicing. Allow that love to fill you. Just draw it in. Focus, think. Love. Unconditional love. Just let that experience, the experience that he brought me into by taking me deeper into his love, that I will be filled with the all in all of his love. Let him take you into that. Let him take you into that amazing place of love. Let that frequency of love vibrate, resonate within you. Let love's frequency bring a realization of love and immortality. That all fear of darkness, fear of death, all fear would be completely dissipated and destroyed by love. Overwhelming, passionate, consuming love. Let that love, like a consuming fire, consume everything in you of fear. Let it flow through you. As it fills you, just begin to feel the expansion of your whole being, your very heart expanding, filled with love. And let that love flow through you. Just think of who you would want to focus that love on right now. Yes, your friends, your family, but also those who may see themselves as your enemies. Focus that love. Release that love. Bless them. Forgive them. Live loving. Just live loved. let life be filled with joy to overflowing, that you would burst, cannot contain love, joy, and peace. That you would live in the atmosphere of love, heaven flowing through you, life, bringing life wherever you go. Just be filled with the atmosphere of love. Let the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, let there be union and blessing, union and blessing, as you're united, all in all, love is all in all, be filled with love.